I'm joined by the CEO of Brentwood Council, Jonathan Stevenson. So very good morning.
Morning, Michelle.
Great to talk to you. Let's kick off. The Mayor's going to be at the First Family Fun Day, and there's going to be loads of things going on. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I think she's there now, actually. So the first fun day starts today at Doddinghurst. We've got a number of fun days throughout the summer, family fun days. Today's between 10:30 and 3:30, and that's the format for all the events across every Friday between now and the end of August, the 27th. A number of different activities for children and families, Punch and Judy shows, sports, arts and crafts, games, dance sessions, and lots more, really. For all of that, it's £4 a charge.
Yeah.
There's a number of other activities as well, some pocket money stalls for any activities children want to do, which might be an additional cost, but some really great opportunities. So please take your family along, if not today, but Worley on the 30th, Ingatestone on the 6th, Brentwood Centre on the 13th of August, West Horndon on the 20th of August, or Hutton on the 27th of August, yep. Hutton Recreational Ground. And just a massive thank you, really, to the sponsors of support. We've got Baker Label supporting us, Brentwood Care Centre, Hallmark Care Homes, Howe Charter Surveyors, Mercy League Law, and Brentford and Romford Razzmatazz, supporting all these fantastic events over the summer.
Brentwood Business Showcase registrations, there's going to be a great big event here on the 20th of October.
Yeah, we've all missed events, and the Family Fun Days are obviously for the children, but the business events, we've actually missed the networking. We've all been on Zoom and Teams, and it really serves a purpose, but I had my first conference a couple of weeks ago, and the difference in networking, even though safely doing it, made a massive difference. But we're looking to put I think it's probably going to be the only business showcase in Essex on in October this year, on the 20th. Mm. We're using the Brentwood Centre, one of the largest venues in Essex, and for that, because of the uptake of interest from businesses. We've got a number of businesses at the event, and we're on a daily basis, and businesses contact us to get involved. At the event, we've got keynote speakers. We'll be announcing those in the next couple of weeks. We've got some really good keynote speakers as well, physical and potentially some virtual opportunities at the event. But yeah, a really good event covering Essex and the region, but also some national businesses coming along and people attending. So really looking forward to that event, and a big thanks for that event for Tees Law, our gold sponsor, and Howe Charter Surveyors, our silver sponsors for the event.
Safari Trail, it's well underway now. How are things going with that?
I haven't done it myself yet, but it's been fantastic uptake around the borough. A number, I think 12, we've got safari animals around the borough.
Yeah.
And kids and families are out there exploring the borough during these lovely weather times. I think there might be a bit of rain coming next week, but hopefully that will go away.
Mm.
And all you need to do is collect gain the names of the animals, log on online through Discover Brentwood's events/safari trail, and have the opportunity to win some great prizes. I think Colchester Zoo is one of them. Family took it out to the Colchester Zoo, so get to see the real animals if you're successful.
Yeah. Free school meals are going to continue over the summer.
Yeah, free school meals. Obviously, national press around school meals and the support for school meals around this, but Essex County Council leading the support for this throughout the summer holidays. So anybody who has a free school meal and needs that support throughout the summer holidays can contact Essex County Council through their free school meals, Essex County Council website link, and apply and gain that. There's a voucher worth £15 a week per child for 4 weeks.
Mm.
I'm used to buy food in most supermarkets, so a real opportunity to support the most vulnerable and supported children in the community so they don't miss out during the summer holiday period.
Now, lots of people have done some amazing work in Brentwood over the pandemic. We talk about it nearly every week, but there's some amazing people. And Brentwood Borough Council's Star of Brentwood Awards are now open. So who can apply, and how do you go about nominating someone?
Yeah, so this is something I've been working with the team at Brentwood on. This is something we wanted to do pre-pandemic, but actually more prominent now, the pandemic. There's a number of people in the borough and outside the borough supporting us within the borough who've been stars. So how appropriate to call it the Stars of Brentwood Awards. And we're looking to recognise as many people as possible. We haven't set out categories. We're literally asking the community to tell us who have been those stars whether it's your next door neighbour who supported you for the last 6 months, every day, providing contact with you, whether it's someone who's gone out in the community and supported larger groups of people or the many volunteer groups we've got within Brentwood. But we don't want to put people in boxes and say these are the categories, and if you don't fall in, then someone misses out. We're actually saying, please, if you think someone's done something worthy, and most of these things are things that people do, and they're very humble, they're probably quite quiet in the community. Mm. They probably do it and not looking for any sort of recognition. But we feel this is definitely a year that we should be recognising all those stars at Brentwood and getting them out there and having an evening out on the 21st of October at the Brentwood Centre to have a celebration and recognise those people. So if people can get nominations in by the Friday, the 10th of September, and you can do that online for our website, Brentwood's website and / Stars of Brentwood Awards, please do, as many people as possible. Now, I would like to ask you, Michelle, actually, on air today, we'd like you to come along and host the venue, if you can, unless you haven't got a holiday at that time,
Ooh.
And hopefully perform your first ever track that you released this week at the event. So double, not just ask you to host, we want you to perform as well. So it is a bit of an X factor.
Well, yeah, I could possibly do that. Do you know what? I've never hosted an event. It's always been other people at the station, maybe for good reason. I don't know. But I would never run out of things to say.
You've hosted us for a number of months and supported us, so we'd expect you to up there. We'll deal with your agent. We're happy to work for your agent on this.
Yeah, call my agent. As long as I've got a dressing room and my, my rider, basically, which is maybe a prawn sandwich and a little bottle of Coca-Cola or something, that's fine.
I'm sure we can push the boat out and get two bottles of Coca-Cola for the night.
There we go. I shall mark that in my diary. Thank you very much. What about the community hub updates?
Yeah, so regularly we meet at the community hub. We've done that throughout the pandemic, and there's a number of organisations supporting us. CVS are still doing coffee mornings this Friday or today at Doddinghurst Village Hall. Lots of advice and support for residents there, and you can gain information through CVS on that. And they've also produced, for Staying Well this summer, hard copies of information to support people. And they're looking at planning and volunteering with Confidence Programme in September as well. So if you'd like to go on the CVS website or contact Diane Fairchild at Brentwood CVS, they can provide further details on that. And there's been an immense amount of support for volunteering in Brentwood and the country. Mm. But if people want to help and support a bit more, please reach out.
What about the Lighthouse project? I have actually interviewed the CEO or manager of the Lighthouse project. Very good.
Yeah, no, the Lighthouse project, again, another organisation doing an immense amount of work to support most vulnerable people and people in the community in crisis. And some of these people, as I said previously, are people that have got in crisis through the pandemic, the people that actually have found it more difficult to know where to go because actually they've never been used to gaining support. But Lighthouse and a number of other organisations have reached out and support people in crisis and support them with food packages as well and furniture and other provisions they've required.
You've got this, I've not heard of this organisation before, but it's called Who Let the Dads Out?
Yeah, so this is Dan from Who Let the Dads Out, who created Who Let the Dads Out. This is an organisation that is really there to support dads mainly single dads, but dads that don't always possibly see or know where the support is for single fathers. And there's lots of groups sometimes for mothers and support for single mothers, but actually signposting people for single dads and where to go. And would a single dad want to go to a group for mainly single mothers? Mm. It was always challenging. So Dan led the creation of this group and set up a group called Who Lets the Dads Out. And it's a group where they can meet out with babies or small children, meet to support each other, create relationships, understand the support there is for single dads, and just really get together. But it's a really good organisation, and Dan has done a fantastic job. And actually, we recognised him earlier this year personally at the town hall for some of his work he's done and the group. So really good group, and there's support out there. But if you want to contact Dan at brentwooddads.com, there's further information on that and Who Lets the Dads Out.
All the hubs are focusing on supporting people back into going out and feeling safe because we have been sort of trapped in for such a long time. It does feel weird actually to be allowed out.
Yes, definitely. I don't know about you, how many people you've now started to see, and it's a bit surreal they're there because you've seen them on the Zoom call or Teams. And more recently, I've met people I haven't seen before, and whether they're taller or shorter than I thought, because we've all got this perception. This, again, it's a bit of a surreal world. And have you actually even ever met the person you first meet? Mm. But it's been strange being locked away for all this time. And some of us have had those sort of really basic situations, but some of us have got quite a lot of anxiety, especially young people. Young people have found it very challenging. Young people find life challenging. It is a challenging time for young people, but being locked away, not having the interaction you would in your teens that you would have had without a lockdown. Mm. It's looking how we support that. And then older people as well who've been locked away and now finding it very hard to decide whether to come out and what to do. And that loneliness, the support that's required for these people is really important to us now. It's not the 19th of July, we all stop and we can go out. Actually, there's a lot of people out there that will find it very hard to come out and they'll take it. And it won't just be a few days, a few weeks. This will have a major impact on people's lives. So all the organisations are providing elements of support around mental health and anxiety. And really, if people are looking for that support, that, to reach out to some of the organisations inside the community hub I mentioned today.
And also, if you want to find out any of the details, if you go along to the Brentwood Council or website, which is all the W's, brentwood.gov.uk, brentwood.gov.uk, you'll be able to find all the details, and I will make sure that all the details also go up on the website for the Brentwood Star of Brentwood Awards. You've got Brentwood CVs as well. We'll put all the details up so you've got everything, so you can just click on the links and go. Lovely to talk to you, and next week we'll be talking to another member of Brentwood Council with some more updates. So you have a good weekend, and I shall speak to you again soon.
And you. Thanks, Michelle.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was Jonathan Stevenson there, who is the CEO of Brentwood Council.